He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead Update. BJ, we saw in that Chiefs-Bills game a number of Chiefs go down with injuries, and the good thing about it being Wednesday is we have some updates.
Yeah, it's a long list, so let's get to it. Give me the good news first.
Good news, a number of players returning to practice. Eric Fisher, Alan Bailey, Dee Ford, and Sharkhandrick West will all be back on the field today for the Chiefs.
Give me the bad news.
Bad news, number of Chiefs also not practicing. Tom Bahali will be out, but that's been common for most Wednesdays. Jeff Allen will rest that ankle injury, so he won't be out in the field. DeAnthony Thomas and Mitch Morse are still undergoing concussion protocol, so they'll be held out as well, and Justin Houston won't practice.
Yeah, with Jeff Allen, hopefully it's not too serious, because he did come back in that game after that injury. And when it goes to Justin Houston, obviously it's not great news that he's not practicing, but it's actually kind of good news, because anytime a player of his caliber leaves in that first quarter with a knee injury, you immediately get pretty worried. It seems like it's a day-to-day thing. That's what Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder and both he and Coach Andy Reid talked about today. So he hasn't been ruled out for that Raiders game. Obviously, we'll see how he progresses throughout the week, but not as serious as it could have been when you lose a player of that caliber.
Rick Burkholder called it a hyperextension. Another piece of bad news today. We've been wondering for a while where Ben Grubbs was. Left guard, he's been dealing with that neck injury. He was placed on IR today, so it becomes a little more of a solidified O-line in our minds.
Yeah, and they brought up Daniel Munier, a guy who's been with the team before. He's on the active roster now. He's got some experience there at center. Coach Reed talked about him today. But when you look along that offensive line, you know, you're always going to have new faces come in throughout the course of the season. Guys are going to get injured. And you look at the offensive line, there's a storyline coming in. But, you know, this group really did, has kind of mended together during this five-game winning streak and got things going. Hopefully they can continue that on Sunday in a big game against the Raiders.
It's also an interesting day for one of the Chiefs' favorite players on the team, Eric Berry. Right now he's in Atlanta undergoing a yearly cancer treatment. This was pre-planned, so nothing new, just something that he has to do every year. But some really good news for Eric Berry today is he's been named the Chiefs nomination for the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
It's the most prestigious award an NFL player can be nominated for. The Chiefs actually have had five Man of the Year Award winners in their franchise history. Ties them with the Bears for the most for any franchise in the NFL. But you look at everything that Eric Berry's been through and what this award means. It's not just about what a player does on the field. It's kind of how they carry themselves, what they do off the field. And I had a chance to talk with several of the players today just about this award, what it means to them to see Eric be the nominee, and everything that Eric means. And the cool thing about Eric, and we get a chance to be around him, is that a lot of what he does and a lot of what he brings to this team, he doesn't necessarily try to put out there and tell people what he's doing. He does it because that's who he is. That's how he was raised. And you can't say enough about how special of a person he is. Football aside, he just also happens to be a pretty good football player.
Probably the biggest story for the Chiefs in the past year. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. And this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.